Harvey grabbed a seat. He sat down with a big smile on his face. He looked around. Strangers crowded the train all around him. But out of the corner of his eye, he spotted one lone KGB agent who had managed to slip onto the train. The KGB agent stared at Harvey with disgust, and Harvey stared right back.
Ah, you KGB, you follow me everywhere I go. Why don't you leave me alone already, huh? Yeah, you took the You took the fire escape off the side of the building. Very responsible. What if there's a fire, huh? Huh? Yeah, sure. Very nice of you. All right. Yeah? Okay, so, you did a good job. You got on the train. Very good. Okay, so now you're gonna follow me. Let's see if you could keep up. It's just one of you now, not 45.
At the next station, Harvey got off, and he reached the stairs. He started running as fast as he could. The KGB agent huffed and puffed behind him, but waiting at the top of the stairs on the street was an old beat-up taxi that looked like a huge pile of soda cans put together with lanyard and Elmer's school glue. The door swung open, and Harvey leaped into the taxi. He slammed the door shut.
Uh-oh, I forgot. The door just fell off. What do we do now?
Just don't worry. Let's go. Don't worry. Forget about the door.
The taxi took off at full speed, and the KGB agent stood on the sidewalk, gritting his teeth with frustration. Harvey looked back and saw him staring at the taxi. He looked like he wanted to grab Harvey, grind him up, and eat him for supper.
All right, we're getting away. This is really working. It's amazing. Oh, faster. Uh-oh. What is that black car behind us?
Let me look in the rearview mirror. Oh, I forgot. I don't have one. It broke like 22 years ago. Let me see. Oh, no. It's KGB.
KGB cars were well known in Russia in those days. They were very different from all other cars. They were completely black with very darkly tinted windows and just a small area where the driver was able to look out from a regular window. The cars struck fear in Russians all over Russia whenever they saw one.
Oh no, what are we gonna do now? How are we gonna get away from this car? We gotta get to the corner of Moskovska Street. It's getting late, it's already 8:30. I only have a half hour left.
I don't know, if they're following right behind us, there's nothing I could do.
I think I might have an idea. All right, just keep going straight. You see up ahead there's a traffic circle?
Yes, so what?
All right, when you get to the traffic circle, okay, you're just gonna go around and around and around as fast as you could, okay? 100 miles an hour in a circle.
For those of you who are unfamiliar with a traffic circle is where instead of having a regular intersection where you could turn right or go straight or turn left, there's a big circle right in the middle of the intersection. If you want to go straight, you continue halfway around the circle and then drive straight. If you want to make a left turn, you have to continue most of the way around the circle, and then you could go to the left. But now, the taxi was just going at full speed around and around the circle, with three KGB cars following behind them.
All right, faster, 100 miles an hour, let's go!
Okay, I'm going as fast as I could! Oh, look behind, three KGB cars going in circles! This is so funny! Funniest thing I ever saw in my whole life!
All right, a little faster. Okay, now, turn off, right now!
The taxi flew off into one of the side streets, and the three KGB cars were still going around and around and around. The taxi accelerated away from the traffic circle and brought Harvey straight to the corner of Moskovska Street and St. Leningrad Avenue.